ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. That a person who meditates regularly and keeps his mind away from distractions and makes me his highest goal, then such a person becomes prashanta, becomes extremely peaceful. And one who does this, meditates regularly, making me as his goal, reduces desires, connects the mind to the self, then he reaches Shantim Nirvana Parama, the supreme Shanti of Nirvana, where there is no flame of desires. So now a lot of the ideas about meditation have been covered, and Bhagwan now in the two shlokas will give us certain warnings or how to conduct our daily activities so that our mind becomes quiet during meditation. So what are the things to do and what are the things not to do, do's and don'ts. So we'll cover one shloka today because we have Guru Paduka Puja of our Amrit Yatra, the last day. So we'll do only one shloka, and then next week onward we'll have the full three shlokas. So chapter 6, number 16. नात्यश्नतस्तु योगोऽस्ति नात्यश्नतस्तु योगोऽस्ति नश्नतः न चाति स्वप्नशीलस्य जाग्रतो नैव चार्जुन. चैंट टुगेदर चैप्टर 6 नंबर 16. नात्यश्नतस्तु योगोस्ति न चैकान्तमनश्नतः न चाति स्वप्नशीलस्य जाग्रतो नैव चार्जुन. सो अर्जुन ही टेल्स हिम, योगी, वन हु इज ऑन दिस स्पिरिचुअल पैथ एंड एस्पेशली ऑफ मेडिटेटिंग, ना अति अश्नस्तु, नीदर शुड ही ओवर ईट, नॉट ईट टू मच, देन यू कैनॉट प्रैक्टिस योगा मेडिटेशन. न च एकांतम अश्नत, है नॉट ईटिंग एट ऑल. सी बोथ आर रॉन्ग, ईटिंग टू मच इज बैड एंड ओवर स्टार्विंग योर बॉडी इज ऑल्सो बैड, विल कवर दैट. एंड न च अति स्वप्नशील से, एंड वन हु स्लीप्स टू मच एंड जागृत हो, एंड वन हु स्टेज अवेक ऑल द टाइम, हार्डली स्लीप्स, नहीं वन, नीदर ऑफ दोज टू आर गुड. ओ अर्जुन, सो विल टॉक अबाउट फूड बिकॉज दैट इज आवर मेन ऑब्स्टिकल. सो वट हैपन्स इज पीपल ईदर ओवर ईट, देर आर सम पीपल हु आर कॉन्स्टेंटली ईटिंग, ओवर ईटिंग, एंड अदर्स फास्ट देमसेल्फ. आई मीन सम फास्टिंग इज गुड, एकादशी एंड सम फॉर सेल्फ कंट्रोल, बट आई हैव सीन पीपल हु विल फास्ट 2, 3, 4 days अ वीक एंड यू नो देयर बॉडी बिकम्स वीक एंड देयर माइंड इज नॉट एबल टू फंक्शन. ओ टुडे इज मदर्स फास्ट, टुडे इज दिस वंस फास्ट, टुडे इज दिस देवीज और दिस गॉड्स, एंड यू नो ऑल द टाइम एवरी डे ऑफ द वीक दे हैव सम फास्ट और द अदर, एंड टू द पॉइंट वेयर दे गेट सिक. आई नो वन लेडी हु यूज टू फास्ट सो मच सो ऑफ्टन थ्रू आउट द वीक दैट शी एंडेड अप विद ऑटो इम्यून डिजीज ऑफ हर माउथ मसल ऑफ हर माउथ बिकॉज ऑफ ओवर फास्टिंग. बॉडी बिकेम सो वीक दैट यू नो इट कुडंट फाइट एनी इलनेस. एंड देन ऑफकोर्स पीपल हु ओवर ईट देन यू नो यू बिकम स्लीपी, यू बिकम लेथार्जिक. You know, so they say you should eat sattvic food, eat in moderation. Sattvic means food that is, you know, not overcooked, not too spicy, not too rich. And then rajasic food is food that we get in Indian restaurants, full of cream and spices and heavy, heavy cream. They flood the vegetable with that. And then tamasic is the food that makes us lazy, you know, alcohol, drugs, and even food that is very old, that is kept too long or fermented for a long time. You can buy cheese, which is 6 months old, and they call it crawling cheese because it has so many bugs in it, it almost can crawl to you. So anything that is, you know, or kanji, you know, in North India we make kanji where we keep this vegetable for a long period of time. I think even South they have such dishes. So food that is fresh, and not only for meditation, but even for success in the world, you have to eat in moderation. If you overeat, you know, you get tired. If you don't eat, you're hungry. And even when you're fasting too much, instead of Brahma kar vritti, you have Fooda kar vritti. Instead of thinking of Brahman, you are thinking of food. So fasting should be done in moderation so that you have time to think of God. Actually, business people know this trick very well, you know, in the world. So a smart businessman, what he will do is he will invite his person with whom he is negotiating and wants to sign a contract, and he will say, "Let's meet in the afternoon after lunch." And he will say, "You know, you come, be my guest at lunch," and they'll take him to the most fancy restaurant, you know, heaviest, richest food. And this guy the host will have a light salad, and the other guy, he will keep feeding him, you know, this and that and meat and then ice cream and, you know, wine and all that. So he knows that this guy now is overeaten, he's relaxed, and I can get him to sign the contract. So overeating and also undereating is both harmful. Eating is not only with the mouth, but with all our senses. Because all the day we are taking in through the eyes, the sights, the sounds, the smell, the taste, you know, the touch. So they say that all your five sense organs should be, first of all, under control. So spending excessive amount of time on the phone or on internet or just talking to people, chatting, you should reduce. Of course, some amount of, we need the news and we need to keep in touch with people. But when you save time from not doing those things, that much time you can devote to studies, to your own spiritual growth. So controlling all the intake from the senses. And Buddha is an example where when he left his palace, he decided to fast because he had heard that fasting is good. And he would for weeks not eat anything or just drink water. And he became thin like a stick. Of course, he was doing a lot of sadhana. But then his body, his mind was not able to progress. And it is said that a young lady, beautiful lady dressed in white, came one day and gave him a little bit of food. And he hadn't eaten probably for weeks. And so the Buddha ate it, and then he got the message that this lady is some divine creature, divine person who has come to guide me. And so then he became more moderate in his, you know, eating, in his sleep. And that's how the progress in spirituality happens. You have to be moderate in food. And the prime example is Rosemary's ice cream. I don't know how many people have gone. I haven't gone in a long time, but I remember we used to go. And I mean, the dishes are, after people after dinner will have this 3-scoop banana split, you know, with all kinds of toppings. And that meal itself is probably 3,000 calories. And that is after you have eaten your lunch. So that when I go, it always reminds me, and thank God I haven't gone in many years. But the point is that moderation, the same thing in sleep, you know, some people sleep too much. 11 o'clock in the morning, you call them on the weekend, he's still sleeping, doesn't answer his phone. Why? Oh, because I went to bed at 2 a.m. You know, I was playing cards or I was with friends. And there are others who don't sleep at all. You know, they will sleep at maybe midnight or 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock they will get up, take a shower, and 4 o'clock they will sit for meditation. Hardly 2-3 hours they have slept. And then they want to meditate for 2.5 hours. There are some schools which tell their followers to meditate 2.5 hours. So not having slept 2-3 hours, and then 2.5 hours you're sitting, what's going to happen? You'll sleep. See, again, last week, a couple of weeks back, auntie had asked me that she falls asleep during meditation. And if you have, you know, had enough sleep, you won't feel sleepy. But even if you fall asleep, do not blame yourself. Your body probably needs sleep. So if you have fallen asleep and you wake up 15, 20 minutes later, you'll feel more fresh. Start meditation again without criticizing yourself or without saying, oh, I'm done, meditation, kharab ho gayi. Not like that. Do not think that sleep is a bad thing. Oversleeping is bad. That's what we say. So, but one should get adequate sleep, 6-7 hours, so that your mind is fresh. And many times people do get relaxed during meditation. And if that happens, it's fine, 15, 20 minutes. As long as you don't have office to go and all, you can again sit for another half an hour. So moderation in diet, moderation in It's sleep is what Bhagwan is recommending, and moderation in all our activities, not overworking, not working at all, that Bhagwan will cover in the next shloka. So basically, living a life of moderation, not only in food and sleep, but in all the senses, not talking too much to people, not chatting too much, you know, spending time in silence. You know, before meditation or before going to bed at night, 20 minutes, just sit in silence, do nothing. Don't have to read. You can read before that, but the last 20 minutes, just contemplate on Bhagwan, watch your breath, do your mantra chanting. And this is the brief message we have today. Bhagwan says, live a life of moderation, not overdoing and not doing not at all. We'll end here. Next week, we will try to cover three shlokas where Bhagwan will say, not too much activity, not work, overwork, not workaholic or no work, and then further how this Bhagwan after that will continue his discussion on meditation. And there is a very beautiful example of the lamp. Okay, we'll end here. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrali Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Asato Ma Satgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you very much. See you all next week.